This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of ethnic Armenians are fleeing Nagorno-Karabakh as Azerbaijani forces continue their advance. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has our story.
A long line of traffic has weaved from the outskirts of Stepanakert, with people trying to flee the conflict zone. One resident says thousands have left their homes trying to escape. She has left everything behind and does not know what the future holds for her. Armenian emergency services have organized ambulances for the injured to be transported into safe zones. On Sunday, Azerbaijan's president said his forces had taken control the strategically key city of Sushi in Nagorno-Karabakh, where fighting with Armenia has raged for more than a month. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Kosovo's former president Hashim Thaçi will appear Monday before a war crimes court in The Hague in a stunning downfall for the one-time guerrilla liberation hero from the 1990s conflict with Serbia. Thaçi resigned as president last Thursday and flew to the Netherlands, where he was placed in the detention center of the Kosovo Specialist Chambers, a court located in The Hague. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19 is more than 90% effective, a representative of the health ministry said Monday, citing data collated from vaccinations of the public rather than from an ongoing trial. This is VOA News.